Welcome to That's Showbiz, Baby. This is a part two for Enneagram types. So if you haven't listened to our part one already, head on back there. But welcome. We're going to dive into types 5 to 9 today.
Kate, you suspect that you might have a 5 wing. Is that correct?
Yes. It's been a long time since I've done this. I probably should read over everything. And I do like taking the test. So I should probably take the test again too. Because I feel like I am a very different person than I used to be.
Yeah, I think that, as far as wings go, I often alternate between my wings, but more often I am a 7 wing rather than a 5 wing. But that's kind of happened in recent years where I accidentally became an extrovert due to the pandemic.
Right. And I realized so the 7 is the enthusiast.
7 is the enthusiast. They just want to have fun and do fun things, but we'll get there.
Okay.
I just want to have fun, you guys.
So let's dive into number 5.
So I was trying to think of fives you might know. And it's any scientist or nerd, really, that you know. Professor Snape. So fives are motivated by the need to know and understand, to be self-sufficient, and to avoid feeling engulfed or invaded. So fives stir their energy in their minds. They're incredibly cerebral, just way up in their heads all the time. And they're just constantly trying to get to the bottom of everything and what's behind what we see. So a lot of scientists and mathematicians are fives. Because they stir their energy in their minds, they are often introverted or may have a detached social style. But extroverted fives do exist occasionally. Shout out to Jeremy Robinson. Fives fear that there won't be enough of whatever they have. So time, energy, money, etc. And so they typically hoard their resources, which can come across as stingy or withholding, but it's just how they self-protect. They're like, I gotta make sure I have enough for later. We don't know if this is gonna run out. So because of this fear of scarcity, it's very important to them that everything be fair and equal. Fives are very boundaried, sometimes too much so, but they really are the best at respecting others' boundaries as well. And they collect knowledge, every bit of information they can wrap their brains around. They understand things through research, analyzing, and interrogating. Their basic fear is just to have confidence and to be capable of getting to the bottom of everything. And so that desire comes from their basic fear, which is not having the answers or not being able to uncover the answers or the knowledge or the essence of something. So the fives are the most complex and minimalist of the types. They don't have to hold on to or have a lot. I personally do not understand this about fives. I'm like, let's just spend our money. that's a problem for me. So fives are literal problem solvers. I know everyone says I'm a problem solver, in an interview or whatever. But fives are actually problem solvers. They love to problem solve. They can't wait to get to the bottom of something and find out the best solution.
See, this is where I think I get some stuff from.
Yeah.
Because I always call myself... I call it the science behind. So I'm I need to figure out the science behind this, whether that's your emotional feelings on something or maybe an event that actually needs to be planned. I was I gotta figure out the science of this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. Sometimes I do that, and then sometimes I'm someone else can figure this out. Is there any other, is there any vibes around?
Is anybody out there?
Anybody out there? This also leads to one of their greatest stressors, which are deadlines and timelines. Fives really don't like deadlines and timelines because they feel that they're restricting.
Yeah.
If I didn't have this timeline, I could learn so much more about this because I would have more time to research it. Nerd alert. Fives are really thoughtful in who they choose to befriend and who to be close to. But once you're picked by a five, you've won the jackpot because they will stick with you, which sixes really love. Yay. Fives want to be appreciated for their knowledge and to be seen as intelligent, rational, and idiosyncratic, which just means unique or eccentric or whatever. Fives, how fives communicate. So fives have a really dry, superb sense of humor.
Love it.
Very British. So they ask a lot of questions in order to understand and know, which can sometimes drive me crazy, but I still appreciate it. They can sometimes carry a tone of knowing, they always feel that because they have the best information, it can come across as mansplaining, but for all genders. gender equality. So they systematize information really well, and they observe acutely and describe things very well. They often quote what others have said or written on the subject. They're very analytical and problem-solving. And in conflict, they can be overly logical and verbally cutting. So here's how to communicate with the fives in your life. Number one, respect their boundaries. Number two, stick to the facts. Don't put them on the spot for a response, and especially an emotional response, because they will just... They will disappear, and you will not see them maybe ever
You'll again. Never see me.
So you need to structure regular debriefing sessions with fives, because sometimes there's a period of withdrawal after an important interaction. So make time to ask them, what did you think about this? How did you feel about this? Make sure to maintain your own emotional stability while quote-unquote discussing. Walk away from the argument if it gets too emotional, or say, hey, we're getting too emotional. Let's talk about this. Let's take some time to regulate, and then we can talk about it later. Don't push for feelings or make assumptions about what they think and feel, or let them use their knowledge as a weapon. Don't get emotional at them, or they won't engage with you at all.
Maybe that's why I don't know any fives. I'm just too emotional. It just, like, scares them away.
Type six,
the loyalist. This is Salsa. Now, Megan, do you still feel this is you?
Unfortunately.
There's nothing wrong with it. Sixes
are
motivated by the need for security and generally live with a constant undercurrent of fear and anxiety.
No, I don't.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Shut the fuck up.
Which makes it sound like all sixes are kind of a drag, but that isn't that bad, as most sixes genuinely learn to manage it or keep it well hidden. As sixes grow and learn and mature, they learn to transcend that.
I'm transcendent. Well, I'm sort of transcendent. I'm a little, like...
You're transcending.
Yeah, I'm in the process of...
Sixes at their best are heroic, fearless, and valiant, but as often misunderstood as pessimistic.